tell me about going to collect the fee for mining the lock.
Oh, yes. Often before it'd be due, we used to be terrible hard up. Before it'd be due, I'd go up to Bagglestown, walk 4 miles along by the river to Bagglestown to get the money. When there was an old fellow named John Keaton, and he wore a hard hat, he was in the office, so I'd go in, "Well, what do you want?" So I'd tell him. He'd take off the hat and he'd walk up and down cursing all the curses. You ever heard the language of the name? He'd walk over and hand me the 5 shillings. That was all, 5 shillings.
5 shillings for a month.
For a month, yeah. Of course, we used to live there was salmon fishing and eel fishing. Those big nets used to go down in the lock there. They used to make them, the grandfather and grandmother knit them. They'd reach over to the window there, you see. A big wooden frame in the front, and then they get narrow.
10 or 15 feet wide.
Yeah, often cost 18, 20 store of eels.
Well, would that be poaching now, or would it be...
No. Then you get wooden boxes from Billingsgate in London. They'd send over the boxes, and you'd put them all into the boxes. You'd be up in bed at night, so you'd get them in sacks, you know, bring in a sack full of eels, put down the parlour, pour them out on the floor, and you'd be up in bed and hear them. You'd hear them all night. Then they'd be all put in boxes and sent away to Billingsgate. The salmon fishing, well, Duncan was an awful bummer man, what to tell you. Duncan Pat, that's Mary Brennan's father now. He was a 10-man for poaching, you see. And I remember one time in particular, he had me up, it was only just daylight. The sun was just a bit terrible warm at the time. We went off miles down the river, and we were poaching around, and he got a couple of salmon, gaffed a couple, you see. And I was paddling there with Carter, and I was paddling up the river, big pool of water. He says, "Wait," says he, "come up," he said, "have a look." Bloody huge salmon lying on the bottom. See, what will I do? So I would go outside. He stuck the gaff in the salmon there, and the salmon pulled the cork up along the gaff came out of the salmon, lost him. We searched for about an hour and a half for that fella, couldn't get him, knew he'd be dying, you see. We were going home, but we had to go through Mickey Long's lock below Gord Bridge, you see. I said, "Well, Paddy, how do you know? I got a couple," says he. Never mentioned about the big one. Mickey Long went down, caught the bloody salmon, was doing a bit of bank, you know.
Yes.
And Duncan said to him, "How did you catch him?" "I was fishing with the worm when I caught him. He was 42 pound weight there." The language.
How much would that have been worth at that time?
Oh, I mean, well, 4 shillings a pound, I suppose.
4 shillings.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of money that time, you know. Oh, God.